Amen. If we've all arrived there together, I'll read aloud, beloved, and you can read along silently. The Word of God reads like this. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is awakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? Look at your neighbor and say, What seest thou? What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. The grass withers, the flowers thereof fall away, but the word of God shall never pass away. You may be seated in the presence of the Most High God. Presence of the Most High God. Beloved, I want to use for a thought today for those of you who need something to hold on to, and for the sake of you carrying it with you, even as you leave this place on today, but never away from His presence. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? We talked in Revelation on this morning, and beloved, it became apparent to us, and we'll talk even more in the coming weeks out of Revelation, but it will become, but it has become apparent to us already. The scripture says that as prophecy is revealed to us, he said, your ability to make full use of and prosper from it. He said, there is a blessing in store for you if now you will read it, know it, listen to it, understand it, and then react to it the right way. So what do you see? What do you see? It's not enough for us to read the word, but we have to have understanding of the word. And so when the question is asked here today, beloved, as the question is asked, when the angel asks, what do you see? This seeing, beloved, is a perceiving. It's perception. It's perception. See, sometimes, beloved, we have to go beyond our natural eyes. That's why the scripture tells us that the just shall live by faith. The just are not moved by what they see with their natural eyes. Why? Because the just have the privilege. The just have the benefit. The just have the luxury of knowing the word of God. And so because I know what the word of God says, everybody else might be reacting in a worldly way, but I'm going to take my time and process this information because God has forewarned me about this thing, this very thing. And not only does he forewarn us in his word, but he always sets before us his promises. And we have the added confidence of knowing that we serve a God who's never failed, not even one word of his promise. And so if God has declared it in his word, beloved, I can keep on going just another day. The scripture tells us that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he said he came because he loved you. He said he came and he died just because he knew it was going to be necessary so that Sister Bridget could live. He came and he died just because he knew it was going to be necessary so that Deacon Brian could live. He came and he died, and he endured the persecution. That's That's what my Bible tells me. He endured. He endured the hatred. He endured the contradictions of even his very own people. The scripture says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. I can think of no greater rejection, beloved, than to come into your own people, than your own people turn your backs on you. That's why the Bible tells us that we should not put our trust in men. Nor should we lean to our own understanding. Because he said man is going to always disappoint you. Because at some point, man is always going to turn to himself. And it's going to be a place of survival of the fittest. If you can't make it, I'm sorry. I see you. I sympathize with you. But I got to go on. I wouldn't want to be you. And then the scripture said, don't even trust yourself. Because he said, the heart is above all things most deceitful. You can convince yourself of things that you see with your natural eyes if you're not trusting in the word of God. And so, beloved, it's only fitting that the question is asked here, what do you see? What do you see? And so as we begin with the scripture here, let's talk about what he saw. What he saw. What he saw. The scripture says that he saw a lampstand, a candlestick, a lampstand that was made of all gold. That's what he saw. He saw this gold lampstand. And then the Bible says, atop of the lampstand, there was a golden bowl. It's a golden bowl atop the lampstand. And then now, on the lampstand, there were seven lamps thereon. And then the scripture says that there were seven pipes that ran from this golden bowl that provided now the fuel, the oil, that would provide the light now from the seven lamps that set upon the lampstand. And then he says, on either side of the lampstand, there were olive trees. And then also there were two pipes now that ran from the bowl to the olive trees. And so he asked the question, he says, so what do you see? Well, beloved, just on the surface, it's obvious to me that the oil now that is provided now to the lamp so that it would give light, the seven lamps that set atop the lampstand, the oil is coming from the bowl that is on top. And the way that it is conveyed to the lampstand is there is a pipe now that is extended from the bowl that runs to each one of the lamps separately. So each one of the lamps now is not dependent upon the other, but they each have access to the source. Wish I had somebody. Wish I had somebody. I'm going to take my time this morning. Is that all right? Is that all right? And so he said, what do you see? And Brother Zechariah tells him, said, this is what I see. He said, but what is this? And then in verse number 6, beloved, he said, then he answered and he spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. So now he says, this vision, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Well, he's talking to Zechariah, but it's a word for Zerubbabel. Now comes Zerubbabel into play. The scripture says that we hear first about Zerubbabel in Haggai chapter 1, verse number 14. This is what I need you to understand about Brother Zerubbabel, beloved. Zerubbabel now had been chosen now to lead those who had been held captive in Babylon for 70 years. Now, as they were now coming back into the land, the scripture says that Zerubbabel had been chosen now to be the governor of this province in Jerusalem. Zerubbabel was leading the captives who had been previously held captive. But the Bible says even though they were held captive, they were free. I wish I had somebody. It said they were free in their mind because God told them, you're going to be here for 70 years. He said, but I'm going to send one who's going to gather you together. He said, and they're going to bring you out. So he says, while you live here in captivity, from all appearances, it might look like you're captive, but in your mind, you're free. God said, go ahead and raise your family. Build houses,
plant your crops, let your sons and your daughters be married off. And he said, don't listen to those false prophets who are going to come and going to give you a word from the Lord saying, the Lord sent me to tell you today is your breakthrough, and today he's leading you out, and today he's taking you to another level, and today God told me to tell you. He said, don't listen to him. He said, you're going to be here 70 years, and after 70 years, I'm going to bring you out. And the Bible says that now is the time for them to come out. I wish I had somebody. Somebody say, it's time to come out. It's time to come out. Somebody look at your neighbor on the other side and say, God's people on the move. Yeah, it's time to come out. God said, it's time to move. It's time to come out. He said, what do you see? He said, now with Brother Zerubbabel, he said, he didn't send him by himself. The Bible tells us in Haggai 1 and 14, he says now that the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Zetiel, the governor of Judah. And then he stirred up the spirit of Josiah, who was now the son of Josedek, the high priest. And so now as he comes with the authority of a king. And he comes with now the high priest. And so the Bible said that not only did he stir them up, but he stirred up the remnant of the people also. And they all came. And they all worked in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. But the Bible said that the work stopped. In Ezra chapter 4, verse number 3, the Bible tells us, he said now that the people in the land. Now, let me tell you about the people in the land. It's necessary that you know this, beloved. See, because now it's going to add some clarity to what you see. He said, the people in the land, he said, when they came and began work on building the house of God, the Bible said the people in the land came to them and said, we want to help. I wish I had somebody. See, beloved, you have to be careful about letting people in on what God told you to do. See, people are going to come alongside you, beloved, and they're going to declare, we want to help. But, beloved, they're not there to help you. If anything, they're there to stop you. Beloved, they're not there to help you. If anything, they're there to impede your progress at all costs, no matter what they have to do. And so the Bible says now that these now were people of Israel. But these were the ones who were not taken into Babylon. But as they stayed behind, over time, they had commingled with the people of the land. And now they were a corrupt generation. I wish I had somebody. See, because they looked like God's people, but they had been tainted. They looked like God's people, but they were corrupt. They looked like God's people, but at the same time, they looked like the world because they had corrupted themselves. They were worshiping false idols. And so the Bible says in Ezra chapter 4, verse number 3, the Bible said that Brother Zerubbabel and Brother Josiah and the chief of the fathers of the nation of Israel, they stood up and said to them, you have no part in us building a house for our God. But see, beloved, there comes a point when you have to be so resolute about the things that God has told you. Beloved, there comes a point when you have to be so determined to do the thing God has told you to do. Beloved, there comes a time, there comes a point in every man's life, in every woman's life, in the life of every child of God, when you have to be able to stand up and say, no. I don't need your help. You need to be able to stand up and say, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. As long as I got God on my side, I'm good. Yeah. As long as I got the king with me, I'm good. Yeah. As long as I know that God is going to supply all my needs, I'm good. I'm good. And so, beloved, now he says, this is the word. But now, beloved, The word now comes after the vision. And so the word actually adds clarity to the vision. He said, you've got to see it. Then when you see it, it should line up with my word. And it adds clarity to the vision. See, beloved, it would not be appropriate for me to stand up here every Sunday and preach something to you I can't see myself. Yeah. It should be apparent if you can see God's will. It should be apparent if you know God's will. It should be apparent if you've heard from God. When someone is standing before you preaching and teaching a word that they have no clue. Don't even believe it. There's no passion behind it. He said, can you see it? He said, now that you can see it, here's what it means. Here's the word to Zerubbabel. He said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Now let's remind ourselves, beloved, of what he saw. The scripture says he saw a golden lampstand. And upon that lampstand were seven lights. And on top of that was a bowl. And from that bowl was extended seven pipes. And those seven pipes provided now a source of liquid, of oil to the lamps so that the lamps now could be lighted. Okay? He said, be dependent upon the source. That the lampstands have their own source. They're not dependent on anything else. The lampstands have their own source. That's that which is supplies now the energy for the light comes from the source. That the lampstands have their own source. And so he said to Brother Zerubbabel, he said, this is the word to Zerubbabel. He said, not by your own ability. He said, you can try as hard as you may. He said, but if you don't have some oil to put in that lamp, it is not going to provide any light. He said, not by might. He said, you can't do this thing on your own. But if you're connected to the source. I wish I had somebody in Colossians chapter 2, verse number 19. He says it this way. He said, not holding the head. He said, now, the head from which now? All of the body, through joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, are able to increase in the increase of God. He said, but they're able to increase in the increase of God because they have a connection to the source. He said, it's the head that's supplying every part of the body. I wish I had somebody. He said, as long as you're connected, he said, rely on the source and not any other outside resource. It's not by might. It's not by power. He said, they don't have any special authority to give you the things that you need. They can't offer up any special edict to get you the desired result. They have not enough money. They have not enough influence. In fact, the only things they have are the things that are of the world. But I'm trying to bring forth in you something that is eternal and not temporal. And natural man can't understand. Even you can't understand. So that's why he said you have to stay connected to the source. That's why he says in John chapter 15, verse number 5, he declares it this way. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branch. Yeah. I am the bowl. And he said, my son died so that there could be a pipe running directly to you. You don't need anybody to go get it for you. There's a pipe running directly to you. Yeah, you have access to his grace. Yeah, you have access to his power. And if you'll stand here and make use of the access you've been given, he said the oil will flow and he'll light your lamp. I wish I had somebody. He said, I am the vine and you are the branch. He said, and if you abide in me, he said, you connected, Stay connected. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, stay connected. Stay connected. Don't move. Stay connected. Yeah. You right where you need to be. Stay connected. Yeah. Don't move. Stay connected. I don't care what anybody tells you. Stay connected. See, because it might not look like you're gaining yet. It might not look like you're going to be able to overcome the enemy yet. But if you'll stay connected, if you'll refuse to move and stay connected to the source. Somebody say, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. When and I don't need anybody else to stand in my stead. I have direct access to the source. He says, as long as you stay connected to me, he said, the same bringeth forth much fruit. He didn't say little fruit. He said much fruit. That's why the Bible said you'll know them by their fruit. See, if ain't no fruit coming forth, you might be connected to the wrong source. You might not be connected at all. Because there needs to be some fruit. But in order for the fruit to come forth, you have to stay connected. Because this fruit is not brought forth by might. It's not brought forth by power. But it only comes forth by my spirit, says the Lord. I am the source. As long as you stay connected, I'll supply all your needs. I wish I had somebody. That's where we need to be. And so beloved, I want you to know today you're in the right place. Yeah. You're in the right place. You've come to the right place for the blessings of God to be poured out upon you. You've come to the right place. You've gotten yourself connected. You have direct access, because when your Lord and Savior died on Calvary, he rent the veil so that nobody would ever have to go there for you again. But you have direct access. Bible says we've been justified by faith and we have peace with God. We've been brought back into a place of right relationship. We postured ourselves the right way. We are on the other end of the pipe that supplies the oil. And he said, having access to his grace, he said, we rejoice in the hope of glory. But we rejoice also in our tribulation. Because tribulation worketh patience. Why? Because I know as long as I'm connected, my light may flutter a little bit. My light might get dim a little bit. But by and by, somebody say by and by, by and by, as long as I stay connected, by and by, as long as I stay connected, by and by, as long as I stay connected, the blessings will flow. I wish I had somebody. Just don't get connected. I came by to tell somebody today, just don't get disconnected. No matter what you do, just don't get disconnected. No matter what you do, do not be moved. No matter what you do, don't you give up. And don't you be connected, disconnected. Somebody say, I ain't going nowhere. I'm right where I need to be. The blessings are flowing. I'm right where I need to be. So watch what he says, beloved. He said, now, Brother Zechariah, now that you can see the message, and now that we have now affirmed the message, and now he said, now that you know and you understand the message and you understand what you see, he said, now this is what I want you to go and tell Brother Zerubbabel. I wish I had somebody. So somebody say, now I see. Now I see. Do you see? Do you see? Because I'm getting ready to tell you now. But if you don't see, it's not going to add any clarity because you can't see. Can you see? Somebody say, now I see. Now I see. He said, now, O great mountain, who art thou? O great mountain. He said, tell Brother Zerubbabel, he said, tell him There's some mountains in his way. But don't get disconnected. He said they're not just mountains. He said they're great mountains. And beloved, you need to understand the mountains are there to stop your progress. Beloved, you need to understand that the mountains are there to stop the will of God. Beloved, you need to understand that the mountains are there to slow you down, to impede your progress. You need to know that the mountains are there to provide obstacles, to provide barriers between you and your God. The mountains are there to get you disconnected from your source. But he speaks to the mountain.
Yes, he does.
I wish I had somebody. He said, "Oh, great mountain. Who art thou?" See, beloved, you've got to be able to speak to your mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And watch it, beloved. You've got to be prepared for this because he doesn't say, "What art thou?" He said, "Who art thou?" Beloved, some of those mountains are in the form of people skinning and grinning in your face every day. But you've got to be prepared to talk to your mountain. Oh, great mountain, who art thou? Huh. I see you. Huh. Who art thou? Yeah. He said you got to talk to your mountain. What does the scripture say? The scripture says you got to talk to your mountain. What does he say here, beloved? Watch this. Watch this. He says this in scripture. He said in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 and 23. What does he say? He said, have faith in God. He said, no matter what, have faith in God. No matter what, don't get disconnected. No matter what, don't stop believing. He said, have faith in God. And he said, when the mountains pop up, he said, speak to your mountain. Watch what he declares here, beloved. He said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Somebody say, mountain be gone.
Mountain
be gone. He said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. But now watch this, beloved. You've got to hold on to your faith. You've got to hold on to your source. Because he declares here that speaking is not enough. Because you can speak it all day long. But if you don't believe it, you won't get the desired result. I wish I had somebody. So you can memorize, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world all day long. Yeah, when the enemy comes to attack you, you can quote it all day long. But you'll still be quoting it when they're picking you up off the ground. I wish I had somebody. Hey, he says here, beloved, he says, when you say it, when you speak to that mountain, and when you tell the mountain, be gone, mountain, be cast into the sea, mountain, he said, when you say it, there shall not be any doubt in your heart.
Yeah,
because I'm speaking a word, but I've already seen it in my mind. I wish I had somebody. I'm speaking a word, but I've already seen the desired result manifesting. I'm speaking a word, and you're hearing a word, but I'm already past the word because I see the end of the word. But the Bible says, God showed Moses the end of that which was to come. That's why when he went before the people, the Bible says he had to wear a veil because the light was so bright. Because the glory of the Lord was upon him. But Moses wasn't just whistling Dixie. I wish I had somebody. Moses saw and knew what he was talking about. But the Bible said Moses couldn't tell them what the end should be. But the scripture said we all have access now. We all have the ability to look to the end to see what it will be. Beloved, this morning in our Sunday school class, we looked in Revelation and we got a chance to go to the end of the book. And when we got to the end of the book, I read there, I win. I wish I had somebody. When we got to the end of the book, I read there, I overcome. Yeah. When we got to the end of the book, I read there, my enemy's demise. When we got to the end of the book, I read there, no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. And though it might not look like I'm winning now, if I just don't give up, when I get to the end, if I hold on to God's unchanging hand, if I stay connected, guess what? I win. Hey! Hallelujah! Hey! Hallelujah! Hey! Hallelujah! 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 I win. And watch this, beloved. He said, now, but if you believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he said, now, he shall have whatsoever he said. Watch this, beloved. See, because some of us take this scripture and we start asking God for things God ain't said nothing about. He said, if you believe whatsoever God says, you shall have. He said, and believe and not doubt in your heart, you can have whatsoever he said. Not the things you said. See, the problem is we say things and then we get God's permission afterwards and want God to bless them. God didn't say it in the first place. But he said, you can speak to your things. Brother Isaiah says it this way. Brother Isaiah said, God has made a straight path for the remnant to come back home. He says, God has made a straight path for us to get back to him. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3 and 4 says it this way. It says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places plain. He said, those valleys in your life, those times, those places in your life where there's a dip. I wish I had somebody. He said, don't worry about the dip. He said, just stay with the dip. He said, because when you go down, I'm going to bring you back up. And I'm going to level off that valley. Just dip with it. And find your way back up. Just dip with it. Just roll with the dip. Roll with the dip.
Yes, Lord God.
He said, every valley shall be exalted. And he said, in every mountain and every hill shall be made low. Don't worry about that mountain in front of you. He said, because all you can see is the mountain in front of you. All you can see is the hill in front of you. But God has already seen the other side of the hill. And God understands that you need to get to the other side because his blessing is on the other side. Somebody say, hill got to get out of my way. Somebody say, mountain got to move today. Yeah, I'm determined to get my stuff. And because my stuff is on the other side of the mountain, mountain got to go. And somebody say, move mountain. Move mountain. Watch this, beloved. He said, every mountain and every hill shall be made low. Now watch this, beloved. Now watch this. Because here's the way.